You're listening to SBS News.
Long a controversial party in Australia, Pauline Hanson's One Nation has now generated more controversy from a trip overseas. Australian Roger Muller posed as an advocate for the gun lobby whilst working undercover for the Al Jazeera television network. He set up meetings in Washington last year for One Nation officials James Ashby and Steve Dixon with United States lobby groups, including the powerful National Rifle Association and major political donors Koch Industries. Hidden camera footage shows Mr. Dixon telling the National Rifle Association that, with enough money, One Nation could gain the balance of power in Parliament and influence Australia's strict gun laws. Mr. Ashby is recorded saying that $20 million in donations to One Nation could give the party huge influence over both the lower house and the upper house of the Australian Parliament. He even admits in the recordings that he knows the meeting will be controversial if news of it gets out. The apparent attempt to solicit money from the National Rifle Association in apparent exchange for trying to soften Australia's gun laws has sparked swift condemnation from many quarters, starting with the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
There are many reasons not to vote for One Nation. It's a long list. Today we saw further evidence of that, where we have reports that One Nation officials basically sought to sell Australia's gun laws to the highest bidders, to a foreign buyer. And I find that abhorrent.
The strict gun laws that One Nation seemingly offer the prospect of possibly relaxing in the Al Jazeera recording were introduced by the federal government of Prime Minister John Howard and his deputy Tim Fisher after the Port Arthur massacre in 1996. Mr. Fisher is visceral in his response to an issue for which he risked so much in his political career. He describes the National Rifle Association as poison, trying to influence Australian politics.
My response is one of absolute disgust. It really reveals, through these allegations, the pure poison of the National Rifle Association of the USA and its interests and influences in Australasia.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten too is shocked by the revelations. He's using them to turn up the pressure on Mr. Morrison to put One Nation last on Liberal Party How to Vote cards at the forthcoming federal election.
The shocking video footage of One Nation operatives travelling to America, conspiring with the National Rifle Association to raise money to undermine Australia's gun laws. I think that is shocking. This is now a test of Mr. Morrison's leadership. How can it be anything else? Mr. Morrison needs to make clear, not only does he like and defend our gun laws, but will he put One Nation last? I mean, they have been caught out.
After a day of fierce criticism, Mr. Ashby and Mr. Dixon have responded. Mr. Ashby says, in some of the recordings that have made it to the Al Jazeera production, he was under the influence of alcohol.
I never, ever, ever suspected in my wildest dreams that this guy was employed by a Middle Eastern country, by Al Jazeera, as an Australian spy to interfere in Australian politics.
Mr. Dixon is trying to discredit the source of the controversy. He's pointed to the fact that Al Jazeera is owned by the government of Qatar, saying the Al Jazeera production is an attempt by a foreign power to interfere in Australian politics.
I never, ever, ever suspected in my wildest dreams that this guy was employed by a Middle Eastern country, by Al Jazeera, as an Australian spy to interfere in Australian politics.
One Nation says Al Jazeera is not a legitimate media outlet and say they have referred the matter to national security organisations for investigation. Both Mr. Dixon and Mr. Ashby have further denied some of the substance of the Al Jazeera report, saying they told pro-gun lobbyists in the United States that Australia would never be like some areas of the United States where people openly carry firearms. They also say party leader Pauline Hanson, not them, has the final say on donations to the party. Mr. Ashby says the meeting with the National Rifle Association was about learning some of their political influencing techniques, not adopting their policies.
These conversations with the NRA were to look at nothing more than their techniques. This was not about sourcing money from the NRA. This was about sourcing technology, sourcing an understanding of how they operate, but never was it about seeking $20 million from the NRA.
Mr. Ashby and Mr. Dixon's meetings occurred in September of last year, before the ban on foreign political donations cleared federal parliament in November, ironically with One Nation's support. One Nation claims the Al Jazeera project is an attempt to smear them heading into a federal election. What effect it has on One Nation and other parties in the lead-up to that poll later this year will be an issue watched for some time to come. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.